Good day. Hi, Mama. This call is going to be published. So, therefore, know that I have this very specific call as an introduction. I have a tweet to the San Bernardino Police Department already constructed. I opened my phone. The first thing I see is an article about mass shooting. And I would like to read that article to the record on the phone here. It's after mass shootings shatter communities, their ripple effects through and there. I have tweeted the article to the police department. So therefore, I'm now engaged in the media, to which puts it into a call recording, because I also called the police department and told them that I had a tweet. They wanted to know where I was. I said, I'm recording a call that I don't want to put my address on, but you know what my address. The man was so belligerent. His agenda is to find out where I am to arrest me. I'm telling you. After mass shootings shatter communities, their effects ripple through real estate. By Claire Travispo, October 7th, 2019. Every time I open my customized filtered news feeds, mass shooting stories after mass shooting stories. When are they going to stop? So the article continues and talks about how communities affected by mass shootings, which San Bernardino is one of them, of course, the economic changes, and there. I would like to read the tweet for the record, the full tweet, so I'm putting it on the call recording. These people are insane. They will not listen to rationality. My Twitter name is now hashtag stop mass shooting. Hashtag 9 Scourges, 12 Steps. The tweet says, every time there becomes the opportunity for silence to rule the priority of the day, it does not address hatred, mass shootings, and the solutions at our reach. We personally hold responsibility for the bloodletting. Truth hurts. Hashtag San Bernardino Police Department. And it has the article in reference. Would anybody like to empower and enforce the truth before we have a conversation with the San Bernardino Police Department that they're not going to try to arrest me? For trying to be a peace agent in a county that is obviously so biased that they do not help the people and the citizenry of people who are gay in the jails, and the agency at record for Foothill AIDS Project has to review. They treat consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. Nobody can bring any solutions forward because of this bias, and they want to try to arrest me. You have an answer, Mama?
No, I just let you wanted to speak for the record, so I'll let you speak.
I want your opinion now. Provide any opinion you would like.
Well, I think that you have the answer, at least a solution, and maybe not completely, but you have a solution for the mass shootings.
Okay.
That nobody's listen to, and I don't know that they're here to arrest you. I think they might be here to help you.
I have not received help from them at all. I've received contrary to help, antagonizing points of view. It falls a memeplex. There is hate involved here. They keep running into a position that they do not offer a compassionate hand of offering, an open hand. It's a slap of the hand, Mama. They don't open opening hands. They don't continue a conversation to the next stage into a discussion. It's about the moment of verifying that I'm stable or not, and if they have grounds to arrest me. That's all they want. That's all they want to know.
Well, they don't have any grounds to arrest you. You haven't done anything wrong.
Right. But then again, I have to get a response from them of any kind, I have to go on and create the barrier to which I have to either mention somehow that I'm going to hurt myself or that I have going to hurt somebody else, which I have not done, completely not done. The fact that I have to breach that barrier for them to then come knocking on the door because it is their obligation, but they will not respond to any of my content or any of my ability of anything. They treat me completely in silence. And I'm going to end this call with Mark Twain's quote. And there's an ice cream man. Let's listen to the ice cream man first.
Well, this Sergeant Rogers down at the police department, they said if you want their help, to call him.
Okay, Sergeant who?
Rogers.
Rogers. I didn't have his name when I called a minute ago, so now I know it. Sergeant Rogers wanted to know what my address was. And I said, I don't want to give my address because this call is being recorded. And the fact that I don't want to have certain facts on a call that I know is going to be published does not demand that they have the right to ask that. They already know where I live. I told them the receptionist there. The receptionist was trying to get where my address was so they can come get me. There's no other reason for the person on the other end of the conversation to demand that I give them my address when I told them they have my address. That is a rational, conversational style. The agenda is on the other end of the irrationality, and I'm complaining. They know my agenda is peace building. That is my agenda. Their agenda is to hold gay people suppressed and disempowered, and that is their agenda. That's the county court record I told you about, the lawsuit. They have a lot of explaining to do, and they don't feel they have to. They're acting as untouchables like everybody else. I don't believe them until they can have a handshake with trust and hold a true, honest conversation with me and develop a plan of action that addresses my materials online and that I'm treated with respect and dignity and that hope. What is that?
James, they may be tracing this call.
I'm leaving this call with the quote from Mark Twain. Mark Twain once wrote, "The truth hurts, but silence kills." And all I receive is truly silence from them. And it's got to be disturbed. There's a song called Disturbed version of Sound of Silence. If we do not find this agenda here, I want to change my United States citizenry to some other country that does not allow the haters to win. And that is my agenda, not shooting people up or not committing suicide. My agenda is to change my United States citizenry to some other country that does not allow the haters to win with a law enforcement endorsement that this is the agenda in the United States of America, and be damned if it's not true. Thank you, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 minutes and 30 seconds long. They'll be fine.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.